we want to.
Oh, you just started. Okay.
Let's start again. So.
No, let's start a new track.
Fine. Okay. Take two. Okay, Parshas B'Shalach. We're introduced to the Mon for the first time. And Moshe Rabbeinu begins to present the rules relating to the collection of the Mon. So it says in Perakov Beis Pasuk Tes Zayin, Zeh HaDobar Shetziva Hashem, Liktu Menu Ish Lufi Achlo, Omer La Gulgolis Mispar Nafshal Sechem Ish Lasher Ba'alo Tikachu. This is what Hashem has commanded. Gather each person according to what he needs. Omer La Gulgolis, an Omer's worth per head. One Omer per head. And it's depending on the number of families. An Omer is an amount, it's a measurement. So everybody's supposed to collect an Omer's worth of month. That's what he's supposed to collect. Each person what he needs, and it goes again in terms of the members of the household. Later on, the Torah says, in Pasuk Chav Beis, Vayhi Bayom HaShishi, on the sixth day, on Friday, Lachtu Lecha Mishnah. They collect a double portion. Lecha Mishnah, double portion of food. Shnei HaOmer Lechad. Two Omers per person. Vayavol Kol Nisya Ida, Vayigil HaMoshe, and all of the leaders of the different tribes came to Moshe. And they let him know, and what's going on? How come everybody took a double portion? And so Moshe explained, that's because of Shabbos. Tomorrow on Shabbos is not going to be any mon. So today on Friday there's a double portion. And therefore we should make all the preparations with the food you need to do today. And this is really the first time that Shabbos is presented to the Jewish people as a mitzvah related to the Jewish people. Shabbos is first introduced in the Chumash back in Parshas Bereishis. In Sheshes Masi Bereishis, Sheshes Masi Bereishis, and you have Shabbos. But it's never mentioned in connection with the Jewish people until here. But it's prior to Matan Torah. Remember when I was a little kid, we noticed in Dayenu, so it has a list of all the things that happened, and Ilu, whatever, and then Lo Nosan Lo Nosan Shabbos, and then Ilu Nosan Lo Nosan Shabbos, that's before Matan Torah. Then Nosan Lo Nosan Torah is later. How could it be? It's in the Aseres HaDibur. In Shabbos, the answer is, because really Shabbos was introduced here in the place called Mora, with regard to the month. Anyway, Rashi says on the words Vayigid L'Moshe and Pasuk Chaf Beis, Sha'alu Mahayom Yomayim. Well, according to Midrashim, the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu convinced Paro to give the Jewish people one day a week off and convince them to run Shabbos. A Medrash. In other words, he said people are going to work nonstop, so after a while your productivity will decline because people need to reinvigorate themselves. So the Medrash said, but it's not mentioned anywhere in the Chumash. Maybe some of the Zarenas, I don't think so long, but there's a Medrash. But here it's formal. And it mentions that they're supposed to have a Shabbos of a day of a no month and a double portion of on Friday. So Rashi writes on Pasuk Chav Beis, "Vayigidu l'Moshe, Sha'alu Mahayom Yomayim." They asked him, "Why is everybody gathering a double portion today? What's going on?" So Rashi says, "Mikan Yeshulun Shadayim Lo Higil Lahem Moshe Parsha Shabbos in Stav Lomer Lahem V'Hayav Mashish Veichinu." Apparently, Moshe made a mistake here by not telling them yet, and no, he had failed to inform. And that they're supposed to collect the double portion on Friday and make all the preparation on Friday. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu was annoyed with him about this. Just Atzeh Shalu is until he asked him this question, he responded. This is what Hashem said, I was supposed to command you. At the end of this little section, so some of the people went out on Shabbos and didn't find any of them, and Kadosh Baruch Hu got angry, and he said, how long will you refuse to observe my mitzvahs? And he said, you, the collective you, addressing Moshe Rabbeinu too, because he was annoyed with Moshe Rabbeinu that he didn't do what he's supposed to do and deliver the message proper about Shabbos. Just as a side point, some people have a minig on the Shabbos of Parshas B'Shalach to put out food for the birds, whatever, for the bird feed on Shabbos. Some of the kids sometimes bring home little boxes or whatever their food. But that minig is because, according to the Medrash, some of the wise guys, when Moshe Rabbeinu had announced there's not going to be any mon on Shabbos, so some of the wise guys went out and put their mon out, which they're going to show Moshe up, and the birds came and they ate it early in the morning. So when they came out, they talked and didn't find any. So there's a schar for the birds. So we have a tradition on Shabbos Shira. Again, the first part of the Sedra talks about the Kriyas Yamsuf and Oz Yoshir, so it's called Shabbos Shira. But anyway, so that's why they didn't find any mon, so we feed the birds. But in any event, what I want to focus on tonight relates to the topic of Lecha Mishneh. That's how the double portion is identified in Pasuk Chaf Beis, Lecha Mishneh. The Gemara says in Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Amar Rab Abba, towards the bottom of the page, B'Shabbos Chayav Odom Livtsoa Al Shtei Kikoros. On Shabbos, when you make hamotzi, you're supposed to have two loaves, right? Because of the words in our pasuk, lecha mishnah. And Amar of Ashi, chazina letter of Kana, denoka tarti votzachada. Amar lituksi, right? Rav Ashi reports that he saw Rav Kana, he had two loaves, but he didn't have to cut both of them. You have to, at each meal, you have to cut both loaves at each meal. Although by some they have a minute to cut everything. Some have such a minute. But the Gemara says you don't have to actually cut both. You have to have two. You only have to break one of them. Both say it's to break the bread. Because it says that, you know, to gather. But in any event, this is the Gemara. Rashi explains, Livtsoa, Birchas Hamotzi. You have to make Birchas Hamotzi on Shabbos on two loaves of bread, Lecha Mishneh. Then Rashi said that explaining Rav Ashi's having seen what Kana did, nochatarti oxen biyado, but he only cut one of them because it liktu the mashma chizal b'tziyah loksiv mishneh, because it actually locked to the pasuk says loktu lechem mishneh, they took lechem mishneh. This is after they had to break both of them at the same time. Okay, but be that as it may, that's the Gemara, and that of course is our practice, and we refer to it as lechem mishneh. What exactly is the nature of this din lechem mishneh? Is it deraisa? Is it rabbanon? How do we view this? So the truth is, it turns out that there's a machlokas poskim about it. The Taz, in of all places, Hilchas Chanukah, the Taz writes, it's in Or HaChaim Siman Tov Reish Ayin Ches. That's the end of Hilchas Chanukah. Right here in Hilchas Chanukah, somebody put a booklet, Hadlokas Chanukah. Okay. So in Hilchas Chanukah in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Ches, Sif Cotton Bays, the Taz is discussing, the Shulchan Aruch there is discussing the following thing. What happens if a person has limited funds? Should he buy Ner Shabbos? Should he buy Ner Chanukah? The Gemara discusses that. So that's the Shulchan Aruch. So it's one of the last Sifim in Hilchos Chanukah. So it says, or towards the end, so it says, last Siman Aruch. So it says, again, the Shulchan Aruch says, Nisha ein yodo masegas liknos Ner Chanukah. Ner Shabbos, even Ner Shabbos. You have a choice between buying Ner Shabbos. Ner Chanukah, you buy Ner Shabbos. What if you have that? Yeshua Shal Shabbos, Ein Lo Ner Chanukah, Vali Ayin Ol Kiddush Hayom. Where does Yayin and Kiddush fit in? So the Shulchan Aruch discusses, Ner Chanukah takes precedent over that. So the Taz, in that piece, Yikno Ner Chanukah, so he says, Afa Gav the Kiddush Dorais, Ner Chanukah Rabbanon, Kevin Efshal Kaddush Al Pas, Shon Ner Chanukah Adif, because how could Chanukah take precedence over Kiddush? Kiddush is Doraisa. And Ner Chanukah, Sof Kosov, only means the Rabbanon. No, but you can have other ways to do Kiddush. You can make Kiddush over bread. You don't have to necessarily make it over wine, so therefore Ner Chanukah wins. But in the context of this Sif Cotton Bays, the Taz writes, Aval Hapas, the Lechem Mishneh, who called them Liyayin Kiddush, the Halechem Mishneh, Lechule Alma Doraisa, Kid the Omer of Abba, Beperko Kisve, the Chsiv Lechem Mishneh, we just read. So Taz understands that this is a drosha gemura, a drosha chazal. Rav Abba was saying it says lecha mishnah, therefore we have to have lecha mishnah, and that's a din d'oraisa, he says, to have lecha mishnah. But he doesn't just say having bread on Shabbos. He says, I'll read the lashon again. He says, aval hapasta lecha mishnah hu kodem liayin kiddush, deha lecha mishnah lechule alma d'oraisa. Having lecha mishnah is a mitzvah d'oraisa on Shabbos. Like Rav Abba says in that gemara. So according to that position of the Taz, there's nothing left. He doesn't leave anything to the imagination. It's absolutely d'oraisa. Similarly, that I bring here, the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Siman Reish Ayin Dalad, that's in Hilchos Shabbos. I'm sorry. It's in Reish Ayin Dalad Sif Aleph. It's in Reish Ayin Dalad Sif Aleph. Garcinim b'Shabbos, Omer Abba b'Shabbos, Chayv Adon Tzal Shtei Kikoros, Tzichsiv Lechem Mishneh, Klomar, B'mon Ksiv, V'hoi B'mashishi, Loktu Lechem Mishneh, Shem V'lechot, our Pasuk, V'hach Lechem Mishneh, you don't need the words Lechem Mishneh. So it says they collected two Omers per person, so why do you have to say Lechem Mishneh? V'hav L'chiv Loktu Shnei Omer L'chot, V'ein Zeh L'keifel Dvarom, L'zeh Darshinin, Shezeh Inim B'fnei Atzmo, therefore the words Lechem Mishneh are extra in the Pasuk, and therefore can teach an independent din. V'hachei Perusha, the Halechem Shal Sudas Shabbos, Tia Mishneh. U'mechil Te'isa Gamkein, Lechem Mishneh, V'sho Omer Lechem Kofel, Ayin Shom. V'nireh Shezehu Din Torah, V'lo Asmachta Ba'alma, De'be'emes Hach Lechem Mishneh, V'yusu L'gamer K'moshe Kassam. The Aruch HaShulchan says, it appears that this is a Din D'Oraisa, like the Taz says in Hilchos Chanukah, that it's a Din D'Oraisa, he says, because the words Lechem Mishneh are absolutely extra in the Pasuk, they're there for a Drashas Chazal. And the Taz didn't say that, but the Aruch HaShulchan elaborates, it's there for a Drashas Chazal, And there's, that's it. I mean, it's a din d'oraisa. See, here we have two poskim who say that Lech HaMishnah on Shabbos is a din d'oraisa. The Prima Godim, in Hilchos Chanukah, in the commentary of Prima Godim, as we pointed out in the past, his commentary is split into two parts. He has a commentary on the Mogen Avraham and a commentary on the Taz. The commentary on the Mogen Avraham is called the Eishal Avraham. The commentary on the Taz, Turizov, is called the Mishpitzos Zahav. Each is a play on the name. So the Mogen, the Taz, Prima Godim, in the Mishpitzos Zahav, there in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Ches, on the Sivkot and Beis, he mentions, again, the sheet of the Taz, but he says to take a look, all right, Ayin Siman Kof Kuf Pei Aleph B'Mogen Avraham Os Tes Ichayev Lecho B'Shabbos. He says to take a look, and he holds there that Lech HaMishnah is only an Asmachta, Din D'Rabbanan. So we'll take a look at that Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham is in Siman Kuf Pei Ches. I had to bring all three sections of the Shulchan Aruch Chaim for tonight. So it says as follows: Siman Kuf Pei Ches in the Mogen Avraham. Again, it's not talking about Shabbos. It's talking about the halachos of Birchas Hamazon. So the Mogen Avraham writes, "Simkuf peches sivkot and tes," like the Prima Godim said. the situation is the topic of discussion is what if a person? It's talking about benching. So what if a person forgot various insertions? He forgot Leviyavo, he forgot Ritzei on Shabbos. So the din is that if it's Rosh Chodesh. In Tavlo, here's the Siv Zayin in the Shulchan Aruch. In Tavlo, here's Rosh Chodesh. What if he forgot to say Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh? So he says it's not a problem because Eino Chozim Deisha Eino Chayav Lechol Pas. You don't have to. There's no Chiyuv to eat bread on the first place on Rosh Chodesh. No Chiyuv Pas. So that's what the Mogen Avraham is talking about. Sivkot and Tes. But he says on Shabbos and Yontif, where there is a Chiyuv of Pas, that's the Mogen Avraham points out. You do have to repeat. Anybody mentions here, just a moment. Pesach, La Rishon, Zichova, and Sukkah, you have to. But he says, you take a look at the quotes of Timur Ben Yonah, Parak Shal 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 in order to have a proper recitation of Kiddush, the Kiddush has to be the place where you have a Suda, and Suda is defined as Pas. So the Prima Godim that we were looking at before in Hilchos Chanukah seems to say that, or it says that the Mogen Avraham here seems to say that there's no real din d'oraisa to have bread. It's a function of the requirement of Kiddush Mokum Suda, so then you have to have Pas or Mela, but it's not an independent chiyuv. Well, if not an independent chiyuv to have Pas altogether, then presumably it's not a chiyuv to have Lecha Mishnah. Right? I mean, it flows logically. So according to this Mogen Avraham, there's no chiyuv d'oraisa, it's just a din in Kiddush Mokum Suda, so presumably he will learn that our Gemara that we had before in Shabbos is an asmachta, right? Lech HaMishnah, they learn that, it's not a real mitzvah, so it could be that it's a machlokas aposkim. And the truth is that the Mogen Avraham elsewhere, and now we'll move to Hilchos Shabbos finally, the Mogen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos, in Simon Reish Nun Dalad, at the end of Sivkot and Chof Gimel, the Mogen Avraham here, says, referring to Lech HaMishnah, he says, Tzarech l'chol suda kikar shom Lech HaMishnah, mikomach v'ein achova kol kach. Well, such a lashon, yeah, you're supposed to have bread, okay, you're supposed to have bread at the table for Shabbos and so on, you need it for three meals, but he says, nevertheless, mikomach achova kol kach. Seems to say it's not such an overpowering chiyuv. So that's consistent with what he said earlier. And the Machza Shekel, commenting on what I'm on the bottom, he says, he says, but the Taz and Hilchos Chanukah, to preparation of this, Kolach Mishavi Deraisa. Let me put it all together, come full circle. So Lamaisa, it comes out that we have these different shitas. Basically, the Taz and the Aruch HaShulchan seem to say that the chiyuv to have Lech HaMishnah is a chiyuv midoraisa. And the Mogen Avraham seems to say it's ein achiyuv kol kach, maybe it's only achiyuv midor abonim. The Chasam Sofer has a tshuva in Chelek Orachaim Simon Memvov, where he weighs in with a slightly different angle. He mentions as follows. He says he quotes a tshuva from somebody else, and he says like this. So I don't want to compromise on middle position in a way. He says, that which had to be in, this is Simon Memvov. He says, "Had to be inon Beis kikar shlemos in the entire lasmachta. The harelecha mishnah the bikor ef shalom chada palga. Who said that you have to have two whole rolls, two whole loaves? Lecha mishnah can conceivably mean two pieces. Well, let's say one piece and a half of another piece. That's also two pieces, right? So he says chada palga, and he quotes such a source. But then the Sansov says, well, Dvar Tzarech Iyun, he's quoting another statement, Dvar Tzarech Iyun, he says, okay, because if it would have said lechem, in other words, it would have said lechem yomayim 2 days where then you could say it. I mean, you know, then you could say it. But in fact, lechem mishnah sounds like it's two whole loaves. But anyway, I just thought that it's interesting that the, you know, it's, somebody learns that it doesn't have to be two whole loaves. Maybe what I think he means is that other sheet that some sort of doesn't like means that you have to have two pieces of bread, let's say, that may be doraisa. In fact, maybe two whole loaves, that may only be an asmachim with the opponent. Yeah.
Measurement is the measurement, whatever it was,
an omer. Right, but it didn't, but we cut into. I mean, what I'm saying is, like, our practice is we have two complete uncut loaves for each meal. So, I'm saying, I know, but what I'm saying is, maybe this is a sheet that...
You need two portions, doesn't it?
Right, I think that's what he's saying, right. Okay. So he's saying, that may be the rice, so the fact that we have two whole loaves, that may be only drabonim. That's what we're saying. Yeah, I think so. Now, I just want to point out, I saw this discussed in the Achronim.
Where did you end up, though, with this? So you have to have according to everybody, you have to have the challah because you need kiddush for milk on the suda.
Right.
The challah, you don't have the suda.
Right, but no one says you have to have two pieces of challah there. You don't have to. They can have one piece of challah, one challah.
It's supposed to have enough money for one, either or. So
yeah.
You have to buy the challah.
That's what it looks like, yeah. Right. On the pass, right, right. Right. That's what it looks like.
You can only buy the challah because otherwise you don't have to
get the suda. Right. Right. Now, in terms of Rishonim, again, these discussions we just had, the Magen Avraham, the Prima Gadim, the Taz, the Matzah Shekel, the Archachil, they're all Achronim. But Rishonim, I saw at least one discussion in Rishonim in the Tshuvas of Rabbeinu Tam. They have a collection of Rabbeinu Tam's Tshuvas. Rabbeinu Tam wrote a Sefer called Sefer HaYoshar. It's a Sefer HaYoshar, Rabbeinu Tam.
Yeah. If you have a full meal.
Yeah. Yeah.
You never have a chiyuv of benching other than pas.
Well, certain grain, let's say if you ate enough cake or enough other things of grain, you'd also have to bench. Because you ate enough. But, see, there's a further question about Kiddush Malchus Suda. Yeah, where does cake fit in? Yeah. So, let's say, by the Chassidim and so on, people make a Kiddush, let's say Shabbos, a lot of times they have cake and whatever. So,
no,
many
so
people are making, right. Chaim Elozno was opposed to it. Others, you know, people...
they have to wash them.
Right, that's a different thing. But even, let's say, not even much, for Kiddush Malchus Suda purposes, can cake suffice? The meaning in most of the world is it does. But in the Kiddush and Shul, after davening, is usually cake. They don't have rolls there.
But at night, huh? Friday night.
Would that work Friday night also? I mean, with the same deal? I don't remember. I also remember reading. I don't recall. He said you couldn't. The what? What, people want to make Kiddush during hot coffee?
Yeah,
at night. And he's Makel? At night? I think not, yeah. Because Kiddush is a restricted din. Yeah, I think so. There's some people who are Machmir, I mean, Shabbos morning too. They won't eat Kiddush. They won't make Kiddush with a little cake there. And then there'll be a number of people are Machmir like that. It's not a Bechumah. But again, it was one of the tainas that Talmidim LeGrua had against the Chassidim that they're violating this din. But there are other sources that justify. Anyway, among the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam has a tshuva. There's Rabbeinu Tam wrote a work called the Sefer HaYosha. So there's different parts of the Sefer HaYosha. So one is the Chidushim, which is, you know, regular Rishonim style on a sugya. But then there's also the Chelek of the Tshuvas. In Simon Ayin, Oz Dalad, he writes as follows. He's talking about Shalashuddis, which, by the way, is also learned from the Parsha of the Mon, just as a side point. It mentions the word Hayom three times. The Gemara in Shabbos elsewhere says, the next daf actually, the Moruah, Kufi Ches, I think, says there that we learn you have to have three meals on Shabbos. And there's a sheet of Rav Chidka that says you have to have four. I think by some chassidim they have what's called Rav Chidka's an extra meal during the day. I guess in the summer you can do it. In the winter it's a little tougher. Yeah, basically, and then the next half. Yeah. But anyways, that's what Ben Tam is talking about. So he mentions like this. He says, he's talking about the chiyuv of women with regards to Shalosh Shittas. And he says like this. Are women obligated in Shalosh Shittas too? So he says, Nirid the Afheim Haibos Anes, the Mon. The old reason, because if you have Shalosh Shittas because of the Mon, okay, well, and Lecha Mishnah as well, Lechemish ayla kula v'chein chayavus etzol shtei kikaros. If a woman is making a meal herself, whatever, she has to have lechemish. Why? The whole thing commemorates the month. And we have a famous rule. Like say, for example, we say that women are obligated to him and Gilan Purim, or to light Hanukkah candles, because Afein Haribo Saneis, they were beneficiaries of the miracle as well. So the Rabbeinu Tam applies the same story here. The women, the man was to the women too. So if we have Lecha Mishnah based on the man, Shal Shud is based on the Psukim by the man, so he suggests that women should also be Chayim. Then he mentions furthermore, but oh, the mitzvah drabanon shalom b'kol. Furthermore, it's a mitzvah drabanon, and that's applicable to everybody. So that's interesting. That's an interesting question. The Rabbeinu Tam, well, first of all, we'll apply it to our situation. According to this Rabbeinu Tam, he says it's drabanon. It sounds like a drabanon. The only question is he going back only talking about Shal Shudis, or did he mean the Mon also? I mean the Lecha Mishnah also. I don't know, it looks like he meant the Lecha Mishnah also. In which case, the Rabbeinu Tam is similar more to the Magen Avraham than to the Taz Nirach HaShulchan. But it's interesting because the truth of the matter is this whole din of Afein Haribo Saneis may only be by Drabbanans. We only apply it by Drabbanans. Afein Haribo Saneis is applied to Nechanek, it's applied to Mikra Megillah, it's applied to Abakosas. Those are the cases where it's mentioned in the Gemara. So those are all din Drabbanans. It's interesting how that fits in. The footnotes here, it mentions Zeh Tamachan Lohu Shom Velo Bishum Posek. But Tosfos there disagrees, and so So it's possible anyway that Rabbeinu Tam agrees with the Shita that it's only Drabbanan. Fine. Now I want to talk about one prat or one detail within the din of Lecha Mishnah according to the practice that we have, and that is that the Lecha Mishnah, whether it's the rice is Drabbanan, fine, but our practice is that the Lecha Mishnah is covered. Covered, covered. So where does that come from? So one, might have thought it's just nice and decorative, but it's more than decorative. The Gemara states in Psachim, Perak Arvei Psachim, and Daf Kufim at Beis, the Gemara says as follows. Tanya Nami Hochi, quote a Brisa, the first story from the Reish Kalusa, then it says, just a moment, I say we tell the Shalusa. Okay, good. Okay, Tana Shana. Yeah. Just a second, I looked in the wrong place. Excuse me. Yeah. So this is the sugya called the sugya of Poreis Mapa Umakadesh. Poreis Mapa Umakadesh. There is a din that if a person Tanya Rach it says she'ein mevi'en es hashulchan elim kein kidesh. In those days, every person had like his own little table. It wasn't like a big table like we find a number of different Gemaras. Every person was like personal tables, like I guess these little round tables like we have like in coffee houses or something like that. They bring out a little table with your food on it. That's how they used to eat. So the Gemara says, after telling the story of the Reish Galusa, it says, you don't bring out the table until the person's made Kiddush. But Mimhevi, Pores Mapa Umakadish. Let's say the table's already out there, so you should cover everything on the table. You cover the tablecloth. Cover everything on the table. You cover with a tablecloth. So Tosfos says, now wait a second. If you look back in that Gemara that we had in Shabbos, or not that same Gemara, but the same Perek in Shabbos, it says as follows. It's a famous Gemara. We know this from the minute to say Shalom Aleichem on Friday night. Remember that Gemara? It's Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara says that a person comes home Friday night and there's a company, Shnei Malachi Asher, Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Omer, Shnei Malachi Asher, Malavan, Ola, Odom, Erev Shabbos, Meis HaKnes, Leveso, Echad Tov, Echad Ra, right? They're accompanied by two Malachim every Friday night, one good Malach, one bad Malach, Uchashabol, Beis HaMotza, Ner Dolog, Veshulchan Aruch, Umitasa Mutzaz. When you come into a beautiful Yiddish house, where there's candles are lit, and the table is set, and the house is clean, and the beds are made, and everything else, the house is put together, so Malach Tov, Omer, he wrote some Taylor Shabbos, Acheres Kach. The Malach Tov said, he wrote to be like this another next Shabbos too, and the Malach Ra'ona Amen Bal Korcho. And if not, said it's the reverse, the other guy wins. So that's the Gemara. So says the Tosis over here in Psochem, on Daf Kuf Yud Beis, as well as the Tosis there in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Tes on Beis. Well, what do you mean? I thought you're not supposed to have the table out. It sounds like the Malachim come back and they, the table's set, The candles are lit is good, but the fact that the table is set, so that's what Tosus asks over there. We'll read the one from Pesachim first. Shein v'nitzar shulchan alim kem kiddush. The whole dama b'kol kisvei daf kufi tesam beis. Motz shulchan alchum malach tovim chulei. What do you mean? So they're not supposed to have it set up. So yet there it says the malach. It's a good thing to find the table set. It says lo kasha. The aruchu b'makom acher ach ein mivino salamachum su. It means it's set up. It had a kitchen or an ante room somewhere. All the tables are set up. They just didn't bring it out to the dining area yet. Aracha kiddush. But then Tosfos says as follows: the achshav shulchanos shalonu shein gedolim yoser midai. Our tables in the days of Tosfos are more like what we have today. Different setup. Not these little personal tables. It says Tosfos achshav shulchanos shalonu shein gedolim yoser midai. The kosher of imachar kiddush. We imagine you'll come to the dining room to make kiddush, and then someone will schlep in the dining room table. It's impossible, right? It's not bad the way we have things set up. So he says, shol ha'hafsi kocha ben kiddush su. The anu regilin lifros mapam lekaddish. Okay, we spread a tablecloth over the table on Shabbos, and that's what we do. It makes a separation. It makes a distinction. But Tom and Furs for Shultas, Shultas says, ki hechi de teisei suda sa biyakara de Shabbata. It's for beautification. You cover the food on the table. Really, most people, the proper thing is really to have nothing else on the table but the challah, and the challah should be covered. In other words, sometimes you come to a bar mitzvah, whatever it is, have a Friday night dinner, they have the fruit cups out on the table, the pickles, whatever else. Okay, it's not the end of the world. Certainly at home, the better thing is to have nothing else on the table, no food on the table. That's it. Huh? I guess just wine, maybe. I don't know. I didn't think about it. You know, people bring the soda bottles out or the juice bottles. I don't know. It's somehow supposed to be finer if there's nothing else on the table, it looks like. So he says, with kihechid tesis sudos to be karsh but for the covet of Shabbos, okay. That's one reason Tosus quotes. So it should be lekovet Shabbos. Tosus over there in that's in Pesachim. Tosus in Shabbos also says it says umotza ner dolak b'shulchan aruch. So in Tomar don't reach Shabbos Pesachim shavin she'ain v'vinos shulchan elim kein kiddush. The Shomer the aruchu b'makom acher she'ain v'vinos aracher kiddush kihechid tesis sudos to be karsh Shabbos. The same shultas. The daf could be mayhem. Shalom shulchanos tanos may kol echad v'echad or shalom gedolim hem the kashal talfa. Fine, same thing. So basically, what's the purpose of the cover? This it's for covered Shabbos. But then Tosus gives a second teretz, a second statement. The yesh meforish zecher lamon shalom hayored b'shabbosus and perhaps Shabbosus yomtiv v'hayatal milmala ulamata v'hamon bein time. Says Tosus, you know why we have a cover over the challah? The first answer is because it's covered. It makes the table look more beautiful. Second thing is Zeichel Amon. The whole Lechem Mishnah is Zeichel Amon, right? So the Mon, Chazal tell us, it fell in such a way that there was Tal, a layer of dew on the bottom, then the Mon, then a layer of dew on the top. So it was sandwiched. So therefore, says Tosus, that's another reason why we cover the challah on Shabbos. And we have a board underneath, or something, a silver tray, whatever you have, underneath, and a cloth or something on top. Same thing. That's the two. Those are the two reasons quoted in this Tosus in Pesachim. Daf Kuf Mebeis that we have the covering for the challah. I say the Tosus in Shabbos quotes one of the reasons. The Rosh over there in Pesachim in Perek Yud Simon Gimel. The Rosh writes. Just a moment. Perek Yud Simon Gimel. The Rosh writes. He quotes that you don't bring the same issue, right? All time the parakol kisvar kodesh shem alach hasharis etc. Holds to the shem alok kasha. The aruch on the suda makom achid that will be achar kiddush meim hayolam shulchanos kanin. Those days they had these small tables and people would recline on like a couch. And nowadays we didan shal shulchanos on gedolim the torah lavim achar kiddush rafsikav in kisvar suda nagel shulchan kodesh kiddush v'liv first mapo mekadesh. And he quotes another reason. So far, we had two reasons, right? We had that it's covered Shabbos, to make the table look beautiful. Two, that it has to do with the mon. And he says, Uvirushalmi, the ka'omar de parsin mapa kadeh shalo yira hapas boshto. That's the answer we learn with little kids, that the challah shouldn't be embarrassed. That's not just a nursery rhyme. That's the Rosh, quoting from the Yerushalmi. The truth is, just as on the bottom, the Karban Asala in Os Lamed mentions they never saw the Yerushalmi, couldn't find the Yerushalmi. That's a pretty good statement to say. Huh? I never saw it in Yerushalmi. All right, it's not a kashan. It was a different version of Yerushalmi, but the Kabbalah in Yerushalmi that he knew didn't find it. But he does mention that the Mordechai quotes it, and the Agos Manis quotes it. It's a well-quoted. It's not from the Rosh fabricated. But when it's in the Yerushalmi, wherever it's from, it says, Kadosh Shalaira Pas Boshto. What does that mean? What does it mean that the bread shouldn't be embarrassed? What does it mean? Shehu Muktam B'Pasuk V'dinu Sheyaktim B'Brocha. Because the truth of the matter is, we have a rule. What if you have a bunch of different foods with different brachas? So what? How do you determine what brachas are made first? So you have to look in that famous pasuk in Parshas Re, which says Eretz Chito Sor and so on. And there's a hierarchy in terms of brachas. So it just so happens that Chito is the first thing mentioned, and Geffen is mentioned later. So lechora the bracha on Chito Hamotzi should be recited before the bracha on Bar Pirkei Avos. All of a sudden, here on Friday night, we're reversing the order. We're saying the Bar Pirkei Avos with Kiddush first, and then we're saying Hamotzi afterwards. So it says the Yerushalmi that the Rosh quotes, whether it is Yerushalmi or other Yerushalmi quoted from other sources, wherever it's from, but it's Shehumukta v'Pasuk, the Dinu Sheyaktim v'Brocha u'Magdim v'Brichazayan. Properly, one should have gone ahead to give precedence to the Brocha of Hamotzi, and we don't. We give the Brichazayan first. Therefore, we pretend like the bread's not there. We cover the challah as though it's not there, so it shouldn't see its boshes, so it shouldn't be embarrassed. In the Shulchan Aruch, look at it here, it's simpler. In the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Reish Yud Aleph, which is not a Hilchot Shabbos Simon, just to mention this, Simon Reish Yud Aleph Siv Dalad, it's a Din Brachas, it's Hilchot Brachas, what the order is. So I'm just pointing out there are more rites. In general, the brach on wine, if you made wine out of grapes, that's a more chashuva drink than regular fruit juice drinks, other fruit products. And that takes precedence. Avol, maisa kedera, michameshis minidogon, hi chashuva yosin brachta yayin. Amor tells us that something made, a cooked product made from five species of grain, which includes bread, so then that's more choshev than birchas hayayin. Incidentally, I mean, bar mizonos also is. That's why sometimes at a kiddush, remember, it's probably better to cover the cake also, for the same reason, if we're following this reason. In any event, those are the three reasons we find in the poskim with regards to covering the challah. The tour. In Hilchos Shabbos now, and I'll stick with Hilchos Shabbos for a while to finish up. The tour in our Chaim Sim Reish Ayin Aleph. Oh, did you believe it? Not the wrong one. Little wind. Okay, let's go. Have to switch it. Thanks. The tour in Sim Reish Ayin Aleph. We'll see in a second. Quotes these reasons. Meanwhile, I'll get the next sefer ready. Save a minute or two. Reish Ayin Aleph, right? Yeah. Thank you. Oh, beautiful. Got it open and everything. So the tour in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph or Chaim writes the following. U'sheyeshev lechol, when a person sits down to eat, he's talking about the halachos on Friday night, he writes, U'sheyeshev lechol yelo mapa prusal lechem. He should have something covering the bread. The Tanya, and he quotes that Gemara, Pesachim Einu Nisa Shulchanam Kein Kiddush. Yom Hevi Paris Mat Mekadosh. Af Al Pi Shetzorch Shearuch Shulchanam Vod Yom. He's supposed to set the table from before Shabbos. Vaday Tzorch Shearuch Umesur Mokom Acher. Okay, it should be set up somewhere else. Umekom Mokom Einu Vino Sofan El Ad Acher Kiddush. Kedei Shein Nikar Shebo Lichvod Shabbos. As you can see, that's a covered Shabbos. Hilchach in a view, Kodom Kiddush Paris Al Mapa Kilo Ein Ka Eno Kan Umekadosh Umaser Mapa. Because of atosus, that tosus in Shabbos Kufiyut Tes, daf could be mayim shayolam shulchanos tanim kol echad shulchanos ponam. Beloy alem torach lahafsikul havi ashulchan achar kiddush. Avo lidan shashulchanos ono gedolim. Everything we said. Then noagim lavim lachatchila kodem kiddush lifos mapul akadish. Ubrushalmi kamer shalira post boasto pirish shul muktom apostle by roll akdim abrochom akdim rechzayim. Ani shamati tam lasso zechalamon shamuruch kamo bekupsa tal lamala vital lamata.
So the tour brings down all three of these wonderful reasons why we happen to have why we have Lecha Mishnah covered on Shabbos. We have these three reasons. The Elia Rabba in Sivkot Yud Zayin, he says is there a difference in these reasons? So he says there's an important difference. It's nafkamini yesh, the latam rishon, miyad kishibar bar pegof and rishai lagaloso. When can you uncover the bread? When do you take the decal off? So the earlier rabbi writes, well, according to the reason that it had to do with, covered Shabbos or whatever, so as soon as you made Kiddush, you can take it off right away. Well, the Tam Sheni Arachar Kiddush. But the other reason, that it's because of the Mon, so then you want to wait until you make Hamotzi, because you want to wait until you deal with the Lecha Mishnah, which is the Echel Amon. So that's because, Nafkamina, Yesh L'Tam Rishon Miyad Kishabir Kbir Kovin of Shalag Galo. So Tam Sheni Arachar Kiddush. Okay? He says that he quotes from others in the pre-show. He says that Ein lahosir amapar achash yishter kolam mesubin wrote to the baruch hapas the oz motzi hapas mitachas amapar v'achake chasivena davidum eletal shoyal amon sheotzio so mitachas atal. Okay. Now then he asks, but you know, it looks like the tal went away before. All right. V'chein be'emes lo ra'isi lahakri v'achshe motziyam alechem kodesh mesirin amapar v'efsher. So he says, but people aren't necessarily makbid on that. Anyway, that's the nafkamina which he quotes. Another nafkamina. He says, "Hine nafkamina shekosav halavush." He quotes the lavush. Another nafkamina. The latam shein afilu mikadosh bepas tzorach lachasos. Okay. The question: What if you're making kiddush on the pas? So again, if you hold it, it's a reason that it's a problem with the wine and the bread, so then there's no wine. There's no need to cover it. But again, if it's a mon situation, then there is need to cover it. So those are some of the possible nafkaminas. In the Shulchan Aruch itself, as I said before, in the Shulchan Aruch, we paskin in, again, it's still Siman Reish, Ayin Aleph, Sifkes. The Chavar mentions, here it is, the Reish Ayin Aleph Sif test says Tzorach Shetei Mapa Al Shulchan Tachas Hapas Umapa Cheres Pusal Gabav. So he says Shulchan doesn't give you the reasons. It should be a covering on the top, a covering on the bottom, and that's it. That's all he says. The Mogen Avraham there in Sifkat Mechaf writes Shimhaya Megula Tzorach Lagdimo, because if the bread were visible, you'd have to make the broch on the bread first, like we said above. The kodem, the bread comes before Yain. V'lachein Mechaseu Ulefizeh. According to this, miyad kishabir bar pergofen shaila galoso, you can uncover right if you said the bar pergofen. Alfiat tam the taste of suda bikar the shabbos alo yegaleo arachar kiddush. According to the other reason that it's the covered Shabbos, then you should wait till the end of kiddush altogether. And that's the Mogen Avraham. And the Mishabura in Sifkaton Mem Aleph, the Mishabura adds, he says this reason as well. He quotes the Torah from Yerushalmi, the whole thing, and he says as follows. He says, Lefize, in Mekadosh al Hapas, ain't Tzorach Lechasol of Mapo. According to the first reason, if you make Kiddush on bread, you don't have to cover it. Avalatam Acher Shekos Hatur, Shuzechal Amon, Shemunach Bekufs, Talamata, Talamalo, Talamala, Talamata, Mimele Gav Mekadosh al Hapas, Tzorach Lechasol of Mapo. Vechein Norgim, Vechein Norgim. Umashma Primagodim, Shalachol, Hatomim, Dive, Mekadosh al Ayayin, Shemuchus, Aracher Shogam, our Kiddush, Vechein Shachris, he says, according to everybody, one second, I think he means the following. I'm just wondering. He means the following. B'l'chol ha'tamim dai b'mekadosh al ha'yayin sheyeh mechusar achar shegamar kiddush. Right, everyone would agree that it's enough to left the kiddush. V'chein b'shachwis ar gamkin leis ha'pas mechusar achar kiddush. V'chai, All right, so that's the Mishnah Berurah quote. It's interesting that the Balatanya, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, again it's the same Siman, Reish Ayin Aleph, and we'll wrap up momentarily. Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Yud Zayin, the Rav, the Shnei Zalman, the Alter Rebbe, the first of Avachi Rebbe, writes, he quotes the whole thing, and he says, just a moment, it also says only arachar kiddush, bein shemekadosh al yayin, bein shemekadosh al pas. He says it doesn't matter, you make a wine, you make a bread, you always have to do it. And again, the Tzorach Shteh Gam Mapa Tachas Apas, you have to have it both to some kind of a covering underneath as well. In the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosa, contemporary Sefer, of course, a famous Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosa is written by a primary Talmud of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, name of his name is Yeshua Yeshai Neuberg. This sefer has, I think, spawned a whole genre of svarim where you have a few halach at the top and tons of footnotes on the bottom. Now, I mean, there's Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, now there's everything Kilchasa. Right? There's, Tefilas Kerem Kilchasa, this Kilchasa, that Kilchasa. You know, these big fat volumes with, a few paragraphs on the top and then many, many footnotes on the bottom. I think he was the first. So in Perek Mem Gimel, and he has a lot of the things that he conversed with Shlomo Zalman about, but he quotes from many, many different sources. So it says in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Perek Mem Gimel, Sif Chafei. Let's see. Perek Mem Gimel Sif Chafei. Sif Chaf. I think I wrote the wrong perek down. Just a second. Sorry, I wrote down the wrong simon here. Is not correct. Let me just see if I can find, the right source. Forgive me. I wrote down the wrong source. Let me see if I can find it. Want to stop it for a second? Give me two minutes. I'll see if I can find it. I can't. I won't do it. And we talked about must be Mungimel. Must be Mungimel. Hold on 1 second. Okay. Let me see if this works. No, not Mungimel. Okay, we'll have to go on to something else. I apologize. Okay. So, give me one more second. I thought it was about Kiddush. No. Let me just see something. It's not Nun Yamon. Okay, I guess I wasn't too much of a rush to write it down. Oh, here it is. I'm sorry. Okay, found it. Man, I know. Okay. First of all, he mentions in Sif Chaf Hei, it's Perek Nun Hei. Perek Nun Hei, Sif Chaf Hei. Yesh hanog mitzvah al shnei halachom shalecha mishnah b'chol achas min asudos. Some people actually break the whole, both loaves by all of the meals of Shabbos, including Shalosh Shudas. Okay, so I should mention, that's one thing I want to mention, that when it comes to Shalosh Shudas as well, people have Lechem Mishnah then. There was something else that he mentioned which I can't find, but that was one of the dinim that he quotes. And in... that would be a good question. I'm not sure how far we'd go with that. That's an interesting question. I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure whether he would say that's the rice or not. That's a good question. Okay, just one or two other quick ha'aras, and then we're done. In one of the commentaries in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, there's a commentary called the Eish Al Avram. That's not the same Eish Al Avram as before. The Eish Al Avram before is from Prima Gadim. And there's another commentary, the Eish Al Avram from Butchach, somebody else. So he writes as follows, and again, the same Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. Well, this will wrap up. I apologize about that mix-up. He says the following. Towards the very end of Sun Reish Ayin Aleph, he mentions, he says as follows. He says there's another din that bracha, the Gemara says, is shorah b'samam e'ayin. that something which is, bracha is chal on something which is hidden. It's an unusual Gemara. Bracha is most chal on something which is hidden. So he says like this, al yidei zeh nochon l'chasos gam shachris. That's what I'm going to find out. In other words, should the bread be covered also at shachris, as well as at suda gimel? Ke'ena tam mitzan delo yirabos shalavad, shazelo shayach rach belaylo b'shaskin sharaba. Nashen ke'en tam de bracha shayach tamid. He calls this foul. What about shal shudas? Do you have to cover the chal at shal shudas also? So there already, you could argue, certainly it's got nothing to do with the Kiddush. Covered Shabbos, I don't know, it's the end of Shabbos already. However, he quotes it, you could say it's still been in covered Shabbos. It's not a din in Kedim and Brochas. And as far as the mun is concerned, you already had Lechem Mishnah two meals. I mean, we passed, that's why I showed the Shemir Shabbos, because you own three times. But the question is, you have to have Lechem Mishnah and Shalosh Shudas also. So we know there are many coolers with regards to Shalosh Shudas. Some people say you can eat even, you can get away with fruit or whatever else. But the Eved really should have bread. But our practice of Shalosh Shudas as well, Lechem Mishnah. And once you have Lechem Mishnah, so that's what the Yeshua Avram quotes this reason, that there's another din that would apply on Shalosh Shudas as well. And finally, the Ben Ish Chai, the great Sardis Posek, in the Shana Beis, his collection of the second year material, in Parashas Chai Sora, in Os Yud Beis, he writes, different practice they have also, but he mentioned Arizal, that 12 loaves every meal, but he says, regarding Shalosh Shudas, Gam Tzorich Shnei Mapos Achaz L'malam and Alechem Achaz L'mata, the Afal Gad V'Suba Zuleka Kiddush U'Batal Tambo Shafas Ha'isa Od Shnei Tamim D'Shaychi Gam V'Suba Zu. Okay, you have two other reasons, which both other reasons apply over here. And again, we had the Eish Avram's reason as well. However, in spite of this, the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Siman Reish Tzadi Aleph Sif Yud, but that's not the standard minhag. And despite the fact that Eish Avraham has this reason, but Eish Chai says two of the three reasons apply to Shalosh Shudas, nevertheless, in Sin Reish Sadi Aleph Sif Yud, I should mention, the Rambam holds you make Kiddush by Shalosh Shudas too. So, Kiddush on wine, Shalosh Shudas too. So there's no question about it. But he writes, he quotes in the New Das, Kubolim Shigam Besudas Shistar Kozi Ayin LeKiddush, but we don't find anybody who does that. And he quotes in the Shalom like that. So again, if you're going to have Kiddush and wine, so then it makes sense to have the have it covered also. But he writes at the end, Shulchan says that the general practice is not to cover the pasta in Shalosh Shudas. The Ayin Sin Reish Sadi Tes Sif Yud Dalad. He points ahead to Sin Reish Sadi Tes Sif Yud Dalad, where he writes, he says as follows, that we hold that the Iker reason must be, of the three reasons, must be the brachas issue. That it shouldn't be embarrassed that you're not saying the bracha. Why? He says, Ach anu tovsim l'Iker tam boshes. The raya, the besuda shishis, ein mechasan afas. So he says, evidently we've accepted that reason. In other words, the two other reasons apply. In other words, the two other reasons, the reason of covered Shabbos, and the reason of the mon, you could argue apply to Shalosh Shudas. The Eish Avraham had another reason about Samim and Ayin Broch on this. They all apply. But Lemaisa says the Aruch HaShulchan, we're not makbid, or people don't seem to be makbid, to cover the challah during Shalosh Shudas. Therefore, evidently, we have accepted that the Iker reason for covering the challah has to do with the halachic brocha issue, and not the other reason. Huh? No, he says, if you hold the Kiddush, if you make Kiddush, you have to. He says back in the other one, that back in the, what did I say before, in Reish Sadi Aleph, he says, despite the fact that some people say make Kiddush, by Shalosh Shudas, he says, "Miyameinu lo shamana misha osakin." I don't know anybody that does that. I'm sure there are people who do it, but he says, "I don't know. I don't know if people do it. I don't know. Do the Teimanim do it? Huh?" Right. The Sfaradim. The question is, do the Teimanim go ahead to? Anyway, so these are some of the things. So Lemaisa, to conclude, we have three reasons for covering the bread on covering the challah on Shabbos, and there are nafkaminas between the reasons. And, as I say, the Aruch HaShulchan, at least for one, suggests that the main reason seems to be the halachic issue. I mean, I guess, because the other issues are not really halachic. There's covered Shabbos, there's mon, it's all very nice. I guess the Aruch HaShulchan is a halachist. So he said, if this is Minig Yisrael, so then it's because there's a halachic background to it. If the halachic background is applied, so apparently there are reasons to be lenient, and that's what he says with regards to Shalosh Shudas. Okay. Mitzvah, let's say Shabbos, I'm going to talk about the halachic significance of Tu B'Shvat. which is this Shabbos. Okay.
Is there any reason why the challah?
Next week, back to regular. But the challahs.
Two challahs should touch each other. Like, is there a difference in the passage?